Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. In August, just before Jeremy Ivey released his debut album, The Dream and the Dreamer, he turned 41.
Especially at my age, you don't get a lot of firsts, and so it's pretty exciting, you know. I feel like if I put out records in my 20s, that I would be probably pretty embarrassed of them, you know, because just from my own standards, I probably would have written stuff that I wouldn't be proud of now. And I hope that what I'm doing now, I would be proud of when I'm 80.
Jeremy Ivey's story as a musician and songwriter is intertwined with the story of his wife, country singer-songwriter Margot Price. The pair met over a decade and a half ago when Margot was 20 and Jeremy was 25, and they struggled together for a long time trying to launch music careers.
We almost quit music entirely. Our first band had kind of flopped, and we almost got a deal that fell through, and we just were tired of, you know, it'd been 13 years of beating the doors, trying to get, you know, into the world where we didn't have to work day jobs and could make music for a living.
Margot finally found the recognition she had hoped for when she released her solo debut album, Midwestern Farmer's Daughter, in 2016.
We were fed up, and that's when she wrote her first record around that time, and I just knew it was good, and I knew it was better than what we were doing. It was more honest, and we were both willing to sacrifice, but I don't think she would have done it without my blessing, like sell the car and the whole thing, you know. But I insisted.
That is a real story. The car being sold, Margot pawning her wedding ring, and Jeremy was fully supportive of it. In the end, it paid off. Not only did Margot's debut launch her career, her second album, 2017's All American Made, continued the momentum. Jeremy had played and wrote for both records.
Margot, my wife, she has her own career, and she had come to a point where things seemed to be settled with her, and it wasn't as hectic as trying to get her heard by people or, you know, signed to a record dealer, all that stuff. I was really behind her getting her foot in the door. And once that kind of happened, and it wasn't as much pressure for me to write for her, I just started writing my own stuff that I didn't necessarily think she was going to sing. I've been walking through the
So Jeremy's moment to focus on his own music had come. He started off somewhat tentatively.
I had recorded in my basement, but I never took it seriously. I just kind of, I never thought I could sing, so I just figured I was writing songs that maybe someone would think were funny or something one day, you know. So there wasn't much thought process. It just kind of, it seemed like it was right to go make some demos, which is what I thought I was doing. And then it turned out better than I thought.
Soon, Jeremy decided to focus on putting an album together, and Margot decided to help.
At first, I don't think it was really the plan for her to produce it, but she was there. She would give suggestions, and I always ask her. You know, that's the good thing about our relationship is we live in a house with, like, a very, like, kind critic, you know. And we trade ideas, and we tell each other, you know, in a sensible way so you don't ruin the marriage, that it's something that's either good or bad, you know. So having her there really helps.
And just as Jeremy had entered into the process of making an album somewhat slowly, Margot slowly became the album's producer.
So it started out with just do a couple takes of a song. I would ask her which one she likes the best. She would say this one. When we get it done, she was like, I have a background vocal idea. And then it just kind of became where after the first day we went home, I said, you're producing this record. And she's like, okay.
I've been walking through the hurricanes, through the torches of the hate parade, between the actress and the role she plays, between the dogs and the shallow grave.
That's Diamonds Back to Coal from Jeremy Ivey's debut album, The Dream and the Dreamer, which his wife, country singer-songwriter Margot Price, produced. He already has plans for his next two albums.
Well, I'm going to try to do one a year till I run out, so you should expect another one next September. I've already recorded it. The third one has already been written. I'm always writing, so even with like a newborn baby, like I'm writing.
That's right. Not only are the married couple building music careers with each other's help, they also had a new baby together last year. The couple's second time around as parents has been easier than the story of their first, when they lost one of their twins.
When we had the first one, we had twins, and there was all these complications with the second one, with the, you know, our son's brother, and he passed away. And, you know, after that, having a healthy baby has been the most amazing thing.
Jeremy's focusing on an easier set of new parent concerns.
I try to help out as much as I can, and yeah, try to divide the sleepless insanity between the two of us evenly, you know, so we can, you know, it's all about letting your significant other take a nap. It's very important. It's like, hey, you need a nap, you know, give me the baby, your turn, you know, and that, like, maybe that hour you get, it makes all the difference.
The song Story of a Fish on Jeremy Ivey's debut is about family, but it took him a while to realize it.
That song was written really, really quickly, and the only reason I wrote it was because I wanted something with that rhythm on the record. So I was like, I'm playing some chords, so that's cool. And so the fact of the subject matter just kind of came, and I thought it was like, I didn't know what it was about, you know? I thought it was kind of like ridiculous. It was like a song about a fish. Fast forward, Anti wants to put the record out. They want to put out that song first. So then I get people asking me what it's about. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wait, this is about me because I'm adopted. And it's about the story of the salmon who has to find their home and swim upstream and do the whole thing, you know. I'm adopted, and I've always had the feeling of not belonging where I was born or where I am, or even though my parents are wonderful, like that, I'm in the wrong family, in the wrong state. You know, I feel like a stranger. You know, so that song definitely has some of that in there.
That story of a fish, and it brought me to one last question for Jeremy.
You've certainly overcome some adversity, and you've got a lot of great things that are going on. Do you feel like you found where you need to be?
No. Yeah, yes and no. I've found a better place to be maybe than I was at before, but I feel like if I ever get to that feeling, then it's like time to check out, you know?
Something's wrong.
Yeah, but I'm still on the metaphorical road to find, you know, my own peace, and we'll see. And that's why I keep writing, because I'm not there yet.
Don't know where I've been, then you won't know.
Jeremy Ivey. His solo debut is called The Dream and the Dreamer. I'm Kaleo. More in a moment from World Cafe.